Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We'll have a, it's kind of weird because it's Wednesday, we had yesterday off, but we'll have a Reardon Roundtable coming up on Friday. See, I can't even get the days straight,
it.
Right? Jane will be here on the panel. Greg Keller as well. I'm not sure if we have the other lefty that has been appointed. Let's see if Fred wrote anything down. I don't believe so. But here's one of the issues we want to talk about. Governor Kehoe is talking, and Republicans have talked about this for a while, getting rid of the state income tax. We're going to talk about that and a couple other fiscal issues with David Stokes, Director of Municipal Property at the Show Me Institute. How are you, David? Good afternoon. It's been a little bit.
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to see you, sir.
I know
great
we're going
to talk with you.
Yeah, well,
but I'm not seeing you, I guess.
Well,
great to talk with you.
You can look on the X, the formerly Twitter, or the YouTube, and you can see me. I know we're going to talk about some proposals that would do some different things with minority contractors and requirements with private developments. But let me get your thoughts on this idea to get rid of the state income tax. One thing that we should make clear from the very start, which is very similar, you and I probably have had many conversations over the years about the earnings tax. Any proposal about the earnings tax in the city of St. Louis or getting rid of the state income tax, it wouldn't happen in one fell swoop. This would be something that would be phased out over a period of likely something like a decade, right?
That's the general assumption, yeah. And I read the Post story on Governor Kehoe's announcement and the comments in there from legislative leadership. I think it's great. And yeah, you know, look for the exact details to come out. But you would generally just, it's amazing what you can do if you just hold the line and hold discipline on spending. As you allow your economy to grow and your tax revenues to grow, if you can hold your line on spending, you can phase out that income tax over time and replace it. The general assumption would be it would be replaced by increased sales tax revenues, and perhaps even a slightly higher sales tax would be a part of the plan as well. But it would be excellent. One of the first studies the Show Me Institute released when we first opened 20 years ago was a study on how to phase out the state's income tax, and most importantly of all, the benefits that would come from that. You know, Missouri, it's a great comparison to Tennessee because, you know, a lot of the other states without income taxes, they have a lot of advantages, Texas, Florida, whatever. But Tennessee is very comparable, and I spent a lot of time in Tennessee. We've got family there. And for the four decades now, they've gone from a much smaller economic state than Missouri to a much larger one now. And the lack of a state income tax there in Tennessee has been one part of that.
My assumption, you tell me, because you always have to have what Democrats are going to want is offsets. What we would say is, okay, let's not spend as much money. But in Tennessee, don't they have a ton of money that's coming from tourists, a lot more than we would have here in Missouri?
Well, I don't know. I've been to Nashville. I've seen the bachelorette party buses go around that street
right.
night after night. Like
on Broadway,
certainly they're making some money down there in downtown Nashville. But I don't know if they, I mean, we have great tourist attractions in Missouri too, in Lake of the Ozarks and Branson and here in St. Louis. So I don't know if they make a lot more money from tourists than we do. I do know this, they have very, very high sales taxes in Tennessee, mm-hmm. both state and local. And I'm not suggesting that Missouri needs to get to those extremely high levels. Look, I've got family who, when they visit us in St. Louis from Tennessee, they go shopping and they stock up
they
on
appreciate
expensive
it.
Stuff.
Right, right.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Look, as you know, David, and I've talked about this over the years, and I'm well removed from this discussion now because it's been almost two decades, but I had a really, really interesting way to put these property taxes into perspective from my time in Milwaukee, because it was stunning how high the property taxes were up there. And I'll just offer you, so I had a home that I think I bought for like 170. Now this is 20 something years ago. This would have been 1997. I bought it for like 170, right? I sold it for I think 205. So the last year that I had that home, my property taxes on a $200,000 house, $5,400.
What?
So in many cases, your escrow was higher than your principal. And what was happening up there is a lot of people, and this is happening here too, you have people that own their homes outright, but they're being priced out because of the property taxes.
Wow.
Now, I bring this up because whenever we talk about that, well, people have to bring up, and this is somewhat fair, they say, well, look, you don't have as high property taxes in Missouri, but you also have this nonsense with personal property tax, and you have the income tax, and you have the, so, you know, when all is said and done, the government's getting their money from somewhere, I guess is my point.
The government's going to get its money from somewhere, and it always does. You're absolutely right. Now, to the point, I do not think there's the political will by anyone almost to fund phasing out the income tax with a higher state property tax. There is no state property tax in Missouri other than a very small blind pension fund, which the state receives a very, very small property tax on that. Everything else is various
local, right.
various local
schools,
governments,
et cetera. That's right.
I don't think they would go the route of even a small state property tax to offset that. I think it will be done over time by letting revenues, primarily sales tax revenues, increase faster than expenditures, and then you do that for a decade, and you can phase out that individual income tax.
Well, and you know, like you said, we've been talking about this for a long time, but there's a real opportunity here with the supermajority and with Governor Kehoe, you know, running the show maybe for two sessions. That might not be something that, you know, results in a ballot issue next year, because my understanding is this has to go to the voters, but maybe in the next couple of years. I know you wanted to talk about this plan to expand minority contractors and apprenticeships here in I don't know if that's the whole state or just in St. Louis County, but explain that issue, David.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In St. Louis County, and it is bad. It is very bad, and it sort of came up. It surprised some members of the council last week when it came up, because for a while they've been trying to update the procurement rules for county government. And that's fine. That's all very standard updates over time. But when the substitute bill dropped, it has all sorts of dramatic expansions of requirements to pay prevailing wages, to only take bids from companies with apprenticeship programs, which favors union companies over non-union companies, to require the use of minority and women-owned businesses in far more contracts. They didn't just do this for St. Louis County projects. Under this bill, which has not been finally passed yet, we'll vote on it next week, you know, this is going to be required for every single project in the county that gets any type of tax subsidy or tax incentive, no matter how small. And while, Mark, you and your regular listeners know that the Show Me Institute is staunch opponents of tax subsidies, this is the wrong way to address that. This is going to bury developers and builders, construction in red tape and regulations throughout St. Louis County. And it's just a terrible idea, and people need to be concerned about it.
Well, what because I was unfamiliar with it, but is there a chance that it might pass the council? Is that a?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. The county executive has not been quoted on it, to my knowledge, but his people in his administration were coming out opposed to it at the last council meeting, where it did pass on perfection. It passed rather widely last week on perfection, and it's my understanding that a few council members it was a very large bill that just dropped right before the meeting as a substitute, and sometimes you don't know what's in everything. So hopefully there'll be a lot of people reconsidering their votes next week, because, you know, this, as I would joke, and it's not a funny thing, but this would be great for the economies of St. Charles County, Franklin County, and Jefferson County.
Right.
But
right.
It's going to be terrible, terrible for business and development in St. Louis County. And just to take county government and to use it to benefit one type of business, in this case, certain union contractors, and also to expand this sort of disadvantaged business enterprise and require prevailing wages, which really raise the cost of all sorts of projects. This is just sort of a trifecta of bad policies all at once.
So I educated myself in a unique way a few months back, and Sue's heard me complaining about this road closure by my house, which is Hillsborough Road, which is out near 141 and 44. But because, and by the way, it's just a big pain in the ass, and they're supposed to have it open by November 30th, and it's not going to be open. But when the project began in the spring, I went to Valley Park, and I said, I'd like to see, and I'd been asking about this for a couple of years. The project was actually supposed to start a year and a half ago. There was delay, and much of the delay is red tape. So they were nice enough. Nathan at Valley Park was nice enough to send me all of the contracts, the financials, and everything. So I'm reading through. I don't do this. I'm not a lawyer. I don't read through contracts for, you know, road projects and bridge projects ever, David. But I start to read through this. And the requirements and the things that these contractors have to prove and provide when it comes to minority, female, blah, 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 is unreal. I can't believe that anything gets done or gets done on time, which, by the way, maybe that's why this you know, delayed. But the amount of language that's in there, and now you're kind of making the case that they're going to beef it up even more. I'm not sure how anyone can get past all that red tape.
Well, and they're not. And what I mean by that is you're going to have small businesses, small contractors just won't bid on these projects. That's one of the reasons the expenses go up, because you'll have fewer bidders. That's part of the point of it. You'll have a smaller number of bidders, so inevitably they'll bid more with less competition. The prices will increase through prevailing wages. You'll have to hire more people to account for the new requirements for women and minority-owned business contractors that you need to subcontract to. It's just the taxpayers are going to be hammered by it, and residents are going to be hammered by things that don't get done, projects that don't move forward because it's too expensive and too complicated. So you're talking about probably one mid-sized road project that, you know, apparently it's probably a county project if it had these rules in it, or at least Valley Park
this
may have their
Valley
own
Park.
Rules here.
Yeah, it's Valley Park.
They may have their own. But now you're going to expand this dramatically into all sorts of private projects, just because those private projects may get some type of subsidy or incentive. And again, I'm an arch enemy of these subsidies and incentives. You know that.
Yes.
But to sort of try to stop, they're not trying to stop them. They're trying to limit who can bid for these projects in the first place. And then they're going to make these subsidies, people are just going to ask for more because it's going to be more expensive to do these projects.
It's a protectionist type of piece of legislation is what it is, David Stokes. Thank you for coming on here.
Absolutely.
We'll keep us posted on that. I'll check in with Dennis Hancock on the council, too.
Sounds great, right, Mark. Dan, always great talking with you.
You too. Take care. Audio cut of the day on deck.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.